When Art Sorensen boarded a ship to Europe,
I knew this was the big one.
The Eastern Washington native fought with the 104th Infantry Division across France, Belgium, and Germany in the closing months of World War II.
Going into combat, our unit leader told me, he says, we're going to have heavy casualties. And we did. We had heavy casualties.
Sorensen is 92 years old now. After the war, he had a long career in the pharmaceutical industry and eventually settled in Lake Oswego, Oregon. His basement is a veritable museum of his time fighting the Nazis. One of his most cherished souvenirs, the actual helmet he wore into battle.
This is what we wore all the time. We wore it in combat. We slept in it. We shaved in it. We sat on it. We did about everything. This is our home in the war.
On the wall is a display filled with medals. There's a silver star, two bronze stars, and...
That's the Purple Heart you get when you're either killed or wounded. Thank goodness I was only wounded.
Sorensen says he was hit in the head by pieces of a grenade. Medics patched him up, and he was quickly back on the front lines. But that wasn't even the toughest moment of the war for Sorensen. One time, he had the distinct feeling that his life was on the line.
When we were getting ready to move out, the captain shouted, fix bayonets. And I thought, oh, hell, that's going to be terrible. They don't fix bayonets unless it gets really bad.
And it did get bad. He and about two dozen fellow soldiers were captured by the Germans and spent several days behind enemy lines. As the next battle intensified, they were herded into a bombed-out house and told to stay put.
We wondered when the German guards were going to come back and get us, because we had no weapons at that time, you know.
Their captors didn't come back, and after 3 days, Sorensen and his fellow soldiers made their way back to their own unit. You get the sense when you talk to Art Sorensen that he could tell you stories for days on end, but time is running short to hear firsthand tales of World War II. Nationally, hundreds of World War II vets die each day. The private foundation that's helping to create the Oregon Memorial estimates that more than 4,000 of the state's World War II vets have died since it started planning the monument 5 years ago. The group's Lou Jaffe says it's long overdue.
They deserve the honor. I mean, they really deserve to be honored for their service and for this time in our nation's history.
The memorial is on the grounds of the state capitol in Salem. It features a 33-foot-tall monument and granite walls with the names of the roughly 3,800 Oregonians who died in combat during World War II. Jaffe says the dedication ceremony itself will be an event to remember.
This will be the last large gathering of World War II veterans in the state, most likely. These folks are... The youngest of them are in their late 80s.
Many of the soldiers Art Sorensen served with are no longer living. He says the memorial has a purpose.
We need to educate our youngsters what this world had at that time and how we saved it.
But Sorensen says he doesn't think this time in our history will be forgotten. He says he recently spoke to a group of grade school students and was impressed at their interest and curiosity about his story. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.